This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imam Fadhl Rahim Sahib, he told us, and he taught us this one wonderful thing in one of our first lessons, I remember. One of our first lessons we did in the rulings of Islam. He said, everything you do, everything you need to know. And it's a wonderful thing he taught us. He said, Rahimullah, may Allah have mercy on him, say amen. He's a wonderful teacher. Wow, absolutely wonderful teacher. He said, everything a human does on this earth is to get, in Arabic they say, ma lahu, and to stay away from ma alayhi. Everything a person does on this earth, every human's actions, everything they want to achieve or do, it's because they want to get some benefit from them, for themselves. Any kind of benefit. I'm not talking about the benefit that the government gives. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm saying any benefit, any form of good, benefit, anything that's good, they want to receive it for themselves, and they want to save themselves from things that are going to be harmful to them. That's ma lahu wa ma alayhi. If you understand that, you understand a lot about the Sharia. You understand a lot about the Islamic way of life. Why? Because the whole of Islam and the ahkam and the rulings of Islam is for every human being to get maximum benefit of what will benefit them in this world and in the akhirah. And everything in the Sharia that's told us, don't do this, don't do that, is because it's going to be harmful for us in this world and in the next world. And that's why we're studying all of this. We're going to try and get the best of what's good for me. Now guys, look, you wake up in the morning. Why do you brush your teeth? Why do you brush your teeth? Go on, tell me. Why do you brush your teeth?
Hygiene.
Sorry?
Hygiene.
Hygiene. But why do you actually brush your teeth? Let's say some kid go up and said, I don't want to brush my teeth, man. Every morning you brush your teeth like, why do I have to brush my teeth? Like, they tell me twice a day, once a day, whatever. I'm going to go without brushing my teeth for 5 days in a row, 6 days in a row, 7 days in a row. Yeah! By the time he says, yeah, half the people in this hall are going to die because of regret. You know what happens when you don't brush your teeth for 5 days in a row, 6 days in a row. You're not going to be able to smell, you know, keep up with your bad breath. Not only that, you're going to get cavity, you're going to get plugs, you're going to get, you know, your teeth, they're going to feel rotten, you're going to feel like, oh my God, my teeth are hurting. That's why you brush your teeth. Now, why do you brush your teeth? Not only just hygiene, you know that it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit me. And it's going to save me from all the troubles I'm going to get in my teeth if I don't brush my teeth. That's just a very basic thing. You think about it. Every other move you make, why do you invest money? Why? Why are you trying to make money? Because it's going to benefit you. If a human understands the world of what will benefit them and what's important to them, they will do those things and they will try their best to achieve those things. But if a human being doesn't see those things, they won't do it. They just won't do it. So for example, look, right now, a lot is being said. A lot around is being said around the world about environment, you know, the environmental crisis that we've got. A lot being said about that. Because that information is around, a lot of people are trying to do something towards, you know, protecting their planet. 30 years ago, that wasn't the case. Humans won't do certain things if they don't feel that it's important for them. If you actually feel that water is going, there's been a rainfall in this country has been less this year. If the government says there is a case of a drought coming to the UK, which already they're saying for this year, they're saying that in parts of Britain, they're already sending certain signals out that there could be a drought. When they turn to us and they say, seriously, watch how much water you use, otherwise we're going to be left without water, we're going to try and use less water. Is that correct or not? Yes? Forget that. Let me give you a better example. Now that the gas prices and electric prices have gone up, have you noticed the people in your house are being a little bit more careful with which light is on and which light is off? Yes or no, guys? All those who said yes are the people who are paying the bills in the house. The rest of you sitting here that never spoke out, yeah, you don't know about this because you don't pay the bills. See, it doesn't hurt you. If it hurts you, you care about it. You're going to switch it all off. You know, the little thing that's on the, why do we need that light on in the kitchen when no one's in the kitchen? It hurts you because you're paying the bills, bro. It hurts you, yes or no? I'm talking from experience, bro. Because, you know, you got double the price of electric, right? Double the price of gas. It's going to hurt you right now because it's coming out of your pocket. Now, it hurts you. Why? Because they gave you the information. You know the gas companies have called you. Electric company has called you. Or they gave you a letter. You saw those digits down there. You saw how big the digits are. And it's coming out of your bank balance. And it's hurting you. Now, guys, please, let's stop here for a moment. Let's think. I've got, just like the electricity bank balance or the, you've got the gas, you know, company that's giving you certain digits. We've got digits going all the time up and down in the Akhirah. Everything I'm doing, something is happening in the Akhirah. Either my reward is going up and the balance is going high, or my reward is being reduced and the balance is going low. I'm losing out. One of the things that Allah Fadlin Sahib taught us is, he taught us in that lesson, I remember. He said, when the human can feel that the Akhirah and the benefits of the Akhirah and the harms of the Akhirah are much more greater than the harms in this world and the benefits in this world, then you seriously want to learn what the Sharia is saying, because you're creating yourself a massive problem in the Akhirah if you don't know what you're doing.